Today's Shir is Masechta Kedushin Daf Chaf. We will begin on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph at Tana Rabbanan, about 12-13 lines from the top. The pasuk, when it discusses an Eved Ivri, says in Begapa Yovoi, Begapa Yotzei. Says the Braisa, what does that mean? Begufa Nichnas, Begufa Yotzei. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Yechidi Nichnas, Yechidi Yotzei. Another Gemara analyzes and explains both opinions that we just learned. My begufa nichnas begufa yetzi, what does that mean? Amar Rava, lo mesheni yetzi v'rashi avarim ke'eved. We know that the Torah tells us that an eved kanani, if his owner hit him, and one of the chavtalad, one of the 24 rashi avarim were damaged, he is released. That isn't the case by an eved ivri. Amalei, Abaya asks Abaya, for that we don't need this limud. Hahu, we have the pasuk that clearly teaches us that he doesn't leave the same way as an Eved Kanani. Answers the Gemara, Imi Hasam, if we only had that pasuk, Havimina, Nesavlei Demei Einei V'Nefik, we would explain that the pasuk is teaching us that two things happen if somebody were to damage an Eved Ivri. Number one, he has to be compensated, like anyone who's mazik a Jew, nezik tzar ripui sheva subayshes, and on top of paying that compensation, as Tosfos explains, he's no worse than Eved Kanani. So he gets compensated for the damage, and he goes out. That's why the pasuk of begufay nichnas begufay yetzi teaches us that no, once he receives the compensation, that's all he receives, and he doesn't go out free. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said, when it comes to teach us is Yechidi Nichnas Yechidi Yetzei. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? My Yechidi Yetzei. Om Rav Nachma Yitzchak Kachikam. This is what the Torah means to teach us. Yeshlei Yishur Bonim. If he was previously married, Rabbi Moisloi Shifcha Kananis, then his owner could give him a Shifcha Kananis to remain with. Einlei Yishur Bonim. But if he isn't married, Ein Rabbi Moisloi Shifcha Kananis, then his owner cannot give him a Shifcha Kananis. And I saw that the Rishayim discuss why is there this distinction whether he's married or not. So the Chizkuni says a very interesting pshat. As we're going to learn, the halach is that the owner of the Eved Ivri doesn't just support the Eved Ivri. He has to support his whole family, his wife and children. So if an Eved Ivri is married, the expense to the owner is a lot greater than if the Eved Ivri was single. So compensation to the owner for having to take on the entire family of the Eved Ivri is that we allow the owner to give him a Shifcha Kananis to live with and produce children that will ultimately become the Avodim Kananim of the owner. Chizkuni's Pshat. That's the Kanim. Says another Pshat, simpler Pshat. He says, if this Eved Ivri is already married to a Jewish woman and he has children with her, so the chances that he'll want to remain with the Shifcha Kananis are quite slim. He has his own family already. But if he's not married, and now the owner gives him a Shifcha Kananis, the chances of him wanting to remain with her is greater, because he has nobody to go back to. And we don't want him to remain with a Shifcha Kananis. We don't want a Jew to remain with a Shifcha Kananis. Therefore, unless he's married, we don't let the owner give him a Shifcha Kananis. Which really touches on another Machlokes Rishonim, actually a number of Machlokes Rishonim. One Machlokes Rishonim is, what does it mean that he has a family? Some Rishonim say, as long as he has a wife or children, it's enough that the owner could give him a Shifcha Kananis. Other Rishonim say, no, he has to have a wife and children. Then and only then can the owner give him a Shifcha Kananis. And I was thinking that these two Machlokes, that this Machlokes is connected to that Machlokes. Similarly, there's a question, what is the din, at what moment do we look? Meaning as follows. The Mishnah Lamelech discusses this question. What would be the halacha if when the Eved Ivri was bought, he only had a wife, he didn't have children? And then he has children with a Jewish wife. So at that point, could the owner give him a Shifcha Kananis, or do we look at the moment of sale? Or on the other hand, let's say when the Eved Ivri was bought, he was married, but his wife passes away or they get divorced, and now he doesn't have a Jewish wife. Could he still live with a Shifcha Kenanis? Do we look at the moment that he was purchased, or do we look at what is his current situation? All of these shailos could very much be connected to the question that to the debate between the Chizkuni and the Das Zakenim, why do we have this din of Begapa Yavoi, Begapa Yetze? It's interesting to note that the Mefarshim explain how is the Pasuk describing, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that the person is single versus being married, the word Begapoi. Why is the Gemara, it's a word that we don't find. The Torah should have said, Im Yechidi Nechnes, Yechidi Yetze. What does the Gemara say, Begapoi? So I sort of Mefarshim explain, we know that a person, until he's married, is really not considered complete. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us. Begapoi, if he's not considered a full guf, he's missing that vav, because he's not considered a full individual, because he's not a married individual, then he's begapoi. Only when somebody is married is he considered that he's begufoi, that he's complete. Tanabon, says the Bryce, Nimka b'mona, if when the Eved Ivri was sold, he was worth a mona. Veshbiyef amon amasayim, but he goes up in value. So now the question is, as we've been learning, one of the ways an Eved Ivri is released is through Giroin Kesef, that he pays what he's worth. So the question is, what do we use as the value of the Eved? Do we use the purchase price, or do we use the current price? And here too we have a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam says, everybody agrees to this, that if this particular Eved Ivri goes up in value, we're going to speak in a minute about going down in value, the dinim that the Gemara now teach will be relevant. But sometimes we have a situation that in general, the price of avadim is either going up or going down. So some Rishonim say, our Gemara doesn't make any distinction why his value went up or why his value went down. The same din applies. From the Rambam, it seems that only if, when we talk about change in price, because we're looking at this specific Eved, not because of market conditions. So again, says the Gemara, Nimcha b'mona, that when he was purchased, he was worth a mona. Then he goes up in value. How do we know that we only look at a mona? We look at his purchase price. However, Nimcha b'mona is when he was bought, he was worth a Messiah. Then the Hichsev Amar Almana, and then he goes down. Menayin She'em Mechashman Almana. We look at the current lower market price. Tamalaymer Kfishonav. We look at the current market price. Only says the Brisa further. Only El Eved HaNimkalav Kachavim. Maybe this is only by an Eved Ivri who was sold to a Goy. Hoy of a nigel b'krovim. Since, as the Rishonim explained, the Torah goes out of its way to say that it's the obligation of his family to try to redeem him, and therefore yodel atachtonai, the owner's position is a weaker position. However, nimkal yisrael, where the Torah doesn't specifically teach us that the family should try to redeem him, menoron that the same din applies. Tamalaymer socha socha l'gzer shava. The Torah compares whether it's an Eved Ivri that was sold to a Goy or an Eved Ivri that was sold to a Jew. Omer Abaye. So Abaye makes the following statement. Hareini kemen azai b'shuka Tveria. And as Rashi and the Rishonim explain, when Abaye was in a particularly good mood, he would say, just like Ben Azai, who the Mefarshim explained was this tremendous Talmud Chacham, had a tremendous bekiyas, had a tremendous breadth of knowledge, and would say, whoever has a question could ask me a question, Abaye would say the same. Hareini kemen azai b'shuka Tveria. Ask me any question. Amrei homer rabbonim. So one of the Talmidim asked Abaye, Michti, hani kroa ikka l'midrashina l'kula, v'ikka l'midrashina l'chumra. The psukim that we just learned could be explained to the benefit of the Eved and to the detriment of the owner, or it could be done vice versa. So he asked, my chazes, the dashinu lakula, why do we see that the Torah, why do we say that the Braisa explains it to the benefit of the Eved, the dashinu lachumra, why don't we say it's to the benefit of the owner and to the detriment of the Eved? Answers the Gemara, lo sakadatach, mid'okl rachmana l'gabei. We see that the Torah always is concerned about the benefit of the Eved. Where do we see that? The Tanya. Ki toiv lach imach. The Torah, when it speaks about the Eved, says toiv lach imach. Imcha b'machol v'imcha b'mishta. He has to be treated equal to you regarding food and drink. We shouldn't have a situation where you're eating fine bread and he's eating inferior bread. You're drinking quality wine and he's drinking inferior wine. You're sleeping on a great mattress and he's sleeping in straw. Whoever buys an Eved Ivri, and therefore, since we see that the Torah goes out of its way to treat the Eved Ivri so properly, it's obvious that when we speak about redemption price, we also do it to the Eved's benefit. So, in general, there's a very nice verse from the Cheshek Shloima, that the Cheshek Shloima says that why does the Torah go out of its way to treat the Eved Ivri so well? He says, because as we know, we're going to learn him, it's Hashem, later in the Perek, the Torah really has an issue with a person that becomes an Eved Ivri. He's supposed to be Eved Hashem, not Eved to anyone else. But now, by this Eved being treated so well, he isn't an Eved to anyone. So this obviates and mitigates what he did wrong by becoming an Eved. The Rosh says that clearly an owner has the right to make a stipulation with an Eved Ivri, that even though he's entitled to all of these benefits, if he doesn't want that he make a stipulation with him up front, I'm not going to treat you that way. And perhaps he should make that stipulation, because otherwise, who knows if you're ever going to be able to do it right. Moreover, the Meiri says that even if the stipulation wasn't made, and the owner doesn't give the Eved what Al Gemara just said he's entitled to, it's not a real financial claim that the Eved could take the owner to court and say, I'm not getting what I deserve. Then the Mefarshim ask a question. We know that the Torah teaches us, the Pasuk says, V'chai ochicha imach, to teach us, chayecha koidmin. That means if you have two individuals walking, and there's only one bottle of water, the one that has the bottle of water, he's the one, and it's pekuach nefesh, he should drink it, not the other one. So you see that you come first. So why is it here the din that the Eved comes first? And the halachah is that let's say you only have one good mattress, David sleeps on a good mattress. Why does he come first? So there are Rishonim, Mefarshim that include, indeed say, that in such a situation, we share. It's not that if there's only one good mattress and one straw mattress, the Eved sleeps on the good mattress every night, and the owner sleeps on straw. They should share. But most Mefarshim say that the Eved goes first. Why? So they explain, I saw two more terutzim. One teretz is that we're not dealing here with a situation of pekuach nefesh. When we're talking about pekuach nefesh, chayecha koidman. Here we're talking about sleeping on a mattress. We're not speaking about pekuach nefesh. Another teretz is as follows. The owner has an obligation of imcha b'machal, imcha b'mishta, to see that the Eved is treated right. The Eved has no obligation to see that the owner is treated right. But pekuach nefesh, what is the situation? If we have two people walking together, so each one has to worry about the other, and that is stuck, so we say that the one that has the water should keep it. Here, the Eved doesn't have to worry about the Oven, but the Oven has to worry about the Eved, and that's why he gets to keep the better product. There's a famous story from the Panovich Rav. There was a situation in Israel after World War II where there were a transport of orphans who had survived World War II coming to Israel. And the Panovich Rav did not see how they would have anywhere to eat or sleep. And he called together a meeting on a Matzoi Shabbos before they were arriving. And he said this Gemara. And he asked the question that we just asked. Why, if the owner has only enough for himself of the quality product, should he share and give it to the Eved? Why doesn't he come first? So the Panovich Rav said, a Jew can never the proper attitude of a Jew is that how can I sleep on a good mattress if my brother is sleeping on straw? How could I be eating fine food and drinking good wine when my colleague, when my other Jew is not able to have it? So he said the same, you have these children, these orphans, who survived the war. How could we go home to our families, to our homes, and they, these children who never had such a terrible ordeal already, should be left with nothing? How could we be comfortable with ourselves? And Panovich Rav was a well-known orator. He said it in a tremendous, powerful way, and it had, the story goes, a tremendous influence, that people just went home and brought their blankets and their pillows and whatever they had at home to share with these orphans. So here we see that we're always worried about the benefit of the Eved. Ask the Gemara, that's when it comes to food and drink. We don't want the Eved to be not satisfied. When it comes to pigeon, regarding the redemption fee, perhaps we should actually treat him strictly. Why? The Tanya Rabbi Yosef Bechanina Oimah. Look how serious the dust of Shemitah is. As the Rishonim explained, our Gemara is going to say that Torah, when it speaks about Shemitah, the Torah says that what is also, what is prohibited in Shemitah? Working the field. Doing business with produce is only afka. Some Rishonim say, Rashi seems to hold, it's a lav haba mechlal asay, doesn't have the full impact of a lav. Tosfos seems to learn that's not even a blah 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 machal say, it's only an assay. So it's not the ikar, it's not the main isser, it's only a derivative, like the avak, the dust. The Ben Yoyada says a fascinating pshat. He says, you know, when you have dust in your house, it permeates the entire house. It's all over. So too, when somebody does aver, that he does business with Shemitah produce, it's like avak, it permeates, as we're going to learn in the Gemara now, the person's entire life, and it permeates everything to his detriment. If a person does business with Shemitah Paris, it ends up that he has to sell his movable items. We know are connected. Something that can be transferred. If a person still doesn't realize why this is happening to him, he sells his fields. If he still hasn't recognized, he ends up selling his home. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Hasan Dama Lahirgish. Why did the Gemara first use the words Lahirgish he doesn't recognize? Or Maishna Hacha, that the Gemara changes its terminology. The Amal Lagbas Liyadai. Why did the Gemara change its wording? Says the Gemara Kad Rav Huna. Dama Rav Huna. Kivin Sh'adam Aveira Vishanaba. If a person does an Aveira and then he repeats it, Hutrulai. It becomes permitted to him. Ask the Gemara, Hutrulai Salkadaitach. Just does become mutter because he repeated doing the Aveira. Elanasis like Ether. So the first time the Gemara says, well, the person only did the Aveira once or twice. So he's still able, perhaps, to feel that he did an Aveira. Once he did it two times, he doesn't even realize. The Shem Shmuel says, what does it mean, Nasis like Ether? He says, we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, when a person does an Aveira, he disconnects from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ether means like we untie a rope. When a person does an Aveira once and twice, he's disconnecting himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Imri Emes. So certainly, if a person does mitzvahs and learns Torah, he's strengthening his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a very sharp vort from the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe says, sometimes when a Talmud Chacham does an Aveira, it's even worse than a regular person. A regular person does an Aveira, he realizes he does an Aveira, he does tshuva. A Talmud Chacham starts to make all sorts of calculations why it's not an Aveira. So he said, that's Pshat Gemara. Kim Shinas Adam Aveira. If a person does an Aveira, Vishana, Shana means we know Vishinantam, he starts to learn. And he comes up with all sorts of reasons why it's not an Aveira, Nas Lokater. He turns the Aveira into Mutter. It's not the right attitude. If you do an Aveira, you have to do Tshuva. But then there's a Gval de Gevart from the Kedushas Levi, from Yitzhak Levi Baditshava, says a beautiful Pshat in the Gemara, Kedarkoi, in his way that he always tried to speak well of Klal Yisrael. He says, our Gemara says that if a person does an Aveira two or three times, Nas Lekeheter, it becomes already part of his habit. So he says, let's think about it. If a person does an aveira a couple of times, so in the times that he did it after the first time, we can't have any complaints to him. Because not like that, he thinks it's mutter. What's the only time we can have an issue with the person that did an aveira? The first time he did the aveira. There he didn't think that the aveira is mutter. But we know that the pasuk says, maver rishon rishon. And what does maver rishon rishon mean? That the first time a person does an aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wipes it away. Says the Kedusha Slavi, after we learn our Gemara, even after a person doing an aveira, he has nothing to worry about. The first time, maver rishon rishon, and afterwards, he did the aveira, not because he really wanted to, but nasis like a heter. Not that we're in any way advocating doing aveiras. Vloy bas liyadai, if a person still hasn't done tshuva, at shemaychas pitoi, he ends up selling his daughter. Shinema, v'kriyim ka'ishas pitoi la'oma. Says the Gemara, v'afagad the bita like siva behind yana, if we follow the succession of the psukim, we don't see bitoi there. Hakamashmon, what the Gemara, what the Brice is teaching us is, nishman inish partei, a person should sell his daughter for like nezer beribisa. Better than borrowing money on interest. My tama, why? Birta migra, as we've learned, a daughter, it gets easier to redeem her because she works off the money paid for her. And then the nafkan ultimately should go out. For her, but we know interest, maisa v'azla, it keeps on ballooning. Loy bas liyadai, if he still didn't do tshuva, at shlovi ribis, he ends up borrowing on interest. Shinema, v'chiyomach echicha, omata yadi imach. V'samach lay atikach mitai, neshach v'tarvis. Loy bas liyadai, he still hasn't done tshuva, at shemaych ratzatz, he ends up selling himself. Shinema, v'chiyomach echicha, v'nimkalach. Loy lecha, not to his brother a Jew, elo leger, to ger, shinema v'leger. It says the Mavlal get tzedek, a full-fledged Jew, and a ger toishev. A ger toishev is a person that's not really Jewish that lives amongst us. Shnamer, because the pasuk clearly indicates ger toishev. Mishpachas ger, zayvik kachavim. Kshu oimer l'eker, when the pasuk says l'eker, zan nimka l'avit kachavim atzmai. He ends up being sold to avoid the Zohar itself. It says the Gemara, Amalei, hasam ha hadri kro, but the pasuk says that if he was chas v'sham sold, he should be brought back. The Tanabei Rishmoel, ha'olach v'ha'olach zev nasa kaimel avodis kachavim, we would say since he became a priest by Avodah Zorah, eimel litchei, even achar nafu, we should let him remain there. Tamalaymer, achar nimka gulasai, achar nimka gulatiyalai, echad mi'echav yigalena. One of his brother should redeem him. And Rav Moshe says, from here we see that somebody, obviously the person we're talking about, did not become a priest for Avodah Zarah. He's just working by Avodah Zarah. Says Rav Moshe, from here we see that somebody that works for an Avodah Zarah, even in a non-religious role, is considered Kaim Avodah Zarah. Then the Gur Tila Kech, the Levit Mimben Avodah Kachavim, Halal Inyan. So we see that the Torah goes out of the way to benefit. So the Gemara, maybe it's only Kehechador Limitma Ben Avd Kachavim in a situation where we're concerned that he's going to become assimilated with them. Hara'inyan Pejoin. But regarding what we use as the purchase price, as the redemption price, Nachmala, we should be strict with him, with Rav Yosef Chanina, because what Rav Yosef Chanina says that he created this situation by doing all of these averas. The Mefarsh, the Ramah, there's an interesting Machloikas Apoiskim based on this Gemara. Because here we see that even though somebody brought himself into the situation, the Gemara says if he's in a bad situation, he has the obligation, we have the obligation to pull him out of that. However, says the Ramah, that is not to say that if somebody does something wrong, we shouldn't punish him with the punishment that he deserves, even though there may be negative repercussions. The halacha is the halacha. The Taz takes issue with Ramah. The Taz says that we do have to take into consideration the repercussions of punishing someone, what that could affect, maybe not as much as the person himself, but his family. And in fact, I saw the Ben Yoyada brings a fascinating story from the Shulah HaKadosh. He says, the Shulah had a group of Tamidim. And one day, a silver vessel from the Shulah's home was missing. And they began to investigate amongst the Talmidim if someone had taken it, and they actually discovered that one of the students had taken it. The Shlok got very upset at that Talmud. The Talmud took it very badly, and he actually left practicing religious Judaism because of that. And he says an incredible story. He says, a number of years later, the Shlok found himself in what is currently called Tel Aviv. Then it was called Yafo. And a person who was the mayor of the town, an irreligious person, comes to Shlok to town and invites him to remain in his home. The Shlok agrees. And the Shlok goes to sleep at night. And in the middle of the night, he wakes up. And this mayor is standing over the Shlok with a knife at the Shlok's neck to kill him on the spot. The Shlok gets terrified and immediately says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. His life is about to go. And as he finishes saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, this person takes the knife away from his neck. So Shlok says, what is this all about? So this mayor tells the Shlok, I am that student who had the incident with the silver vessel, that after you embarrassed me, humiliated me, I left the fold. And I know that you're a great tzaddik. And I know that you haven't done any other aveira in your life besides that you caused what you did to me. But this is an aveira that you have. And I didn't want that when you leave the world, you should still have this aveira on your record, so to speak. So I decided to invite you to my house and terrify you in a terrible way that will cause you to have tsar, to have pain, which will, so to speak, erase that aveira, but you should know the repercussions of what you did. So here we see, really, it's the lesson of our Gemara. We need to think about the repercussions sometimes of what we do. So again, where the question is, why do we explain these psukim, that when we speak about the redemption price of the Eved, do we define them to the benefit of the Eved? Perhaps they should be defined to the benefit of the owner. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok, Trei Kroi Ksivi. Because there are two psukim. Siv im oid rabbis b'shanim, if there's still many years, v'ksivim not nishav b'shanim, or they're not many years. So the question is, if you read the pasuk literally, it means that there are longer years and shorter years. Is that true? V'chi yeshanim meribis, v'yeshanim meratas, are there longer years or shorter years? El nisrab kasboi. What the pasuk is teaching us is, if he goes up in value, we learn Mekas Meknasa, we should look at the purchase price. The smart Kasboy, if he goes down in value, Kvishanov, we look at his actual value. Says the Gemara, who says that's the way to explain the Pasuk? Vayim Hachikama. Maybe the way to understand the Pasuk is as follows. Heichad of a Trey, we know that the term of an Eved Ivri is 6 years. So perhaps if he worked 2 of those 6 years, or Pashle Dalin, and there are 4 years left, Nasale Dalid, then he has to pay off 4 years. Mekasa Meknasa of a Dalid. But if he worked 4 and is only partially Tarti, Nesav Tarti, Kfishanov. How do we know, again, what to use as the price? Says the Gemara, if that's what the Pasuk was coming to teach us, Inke Nichtav Kro, Im Oid Rabbis Shonim, Im At Nisha Shonim, My Bishonim. Why does the Torah use the words Bishonim? To teach us, Nisrabai Kasboi, if Bishonim, if his value goes up, we look at Kesef Iknosai, we look at his purchase price, the smart Kasboy Bishonim, if over the years his value goes down, then we follow Kifoshonov. Says Rav Yosef, the Shinu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman explained this pasuk, Lahani Kroy explained this psukim Kisinai, exactly as they were explained, exactly as they were given at Har Sinai. Says the Gemara, Eved Ivri had Nimkalev Kachovim. If a Jew was sold to a guy, and we know, as we spoke about earlier, there is a din that he should be redeemed. The question is, could he be paid off partially, or ain't Nigalach Tzoyin, or he can't be paid off partially? Do we learn, Gulasa Gulasa Mistei Achuza? The halacha is that if somebody has a Stei Achuza, the din is that he has a right to redeem it. The din is master chuzah, but by still chuzah, the din is ein nigalach tzoyim. You can't redeem it partially, and as we're going to learn, you also can't use borrowed fund to redeem it. Af hainami, should we say by an ever ivri ein nigalach tzoyim? You can't do a partial payment. Adema lekula aminin. We only compare it lekula to stay chuzah, lechumra to cause a chumra loy aminin. So Tysus asks, if indeed there is a gzeirah shava connecting an Eved Ivri to stay a chuzah, how can we say that we're only going to make a gzeirah shava lekula, not lechumra? So Tysus answers that the Gemara never meant that it should be a full-fledged gzeirah shava. The Gemara meant it should be perhaps a gili nilsa. And therefore it's only lekula, not, but not lechumra. Amar Baya, Amalei, Lav Amit Hasam, didn't we say there, Nimka Kuloi V'Loi Chetzoi, didn't we say that he said, that we learned before, that let's say an Eved stole something that was worth $500, and he's worth $1,000. So he said that if you can't, we don't sell an Eved for half his value, just we don't sell him at all. Halchanami, why don't we say the same here, Nigger Kuloi, if we could completely redeem him, fine, but not if we could only partially redeem him. Amar Baya, so Baya says, Imtim Tzloimer, Negelech Tzoyim, if we will argue that he could be redeemed partially, Mishtachs lo Lekula Lechumra. We're saying that it's only a Lekula. It could be a Chumra or a Kula. And the Gemara explains, Lekula, how could it be a situation of Kula? Let's say Zavna B'meya, he was purchased for $100. And then somehow or another, the Eved Ivri or his family are able to come together with $50. So Yav Lechamshin, they go and give the owner $50, which is Palga the Dome, which is half of what he was purchased for. And then for Ashbach, the Kam Amma Orphan. And then the value of the Eved goes up to $200. E Amrit Nigalach Tzoyim, if we say that a partial redemption is effective, so now he was already partially redeemed. Half, he was 50% redeemed. So all we need to redeem him is another 100. Yav le'meya for nothing. He'll only have to give another $100, which is half of his current value of $200. However, i'amit ein negalach tzoyim, if we say that partial redemption is invalid, so when he gave the owner $50, that $50 is really not, was just a mashkin. And therefore, Yavle Mei V'chamshim Nafkik, he's going to have to give much more to go out. So the Gemara, that's not true. Because we just learned in the previous Gemara, Barman the Rabbi Kasboi, that if he goes up in value, we don't take into consideration. We always follow the lower price, because we follow the Pasuk, Mitzhesef Miknasai. Answers the Gemara, the case that would be a Kula and a Chumra would be the following case. Kigoyin to Av Oikar. First, the Eved was sold for $100. And then he goes up in value to $200. And then the Zol, he goes down in value. And then the Oikar, he goes up in value again. Mishkachas lo l'chumra, that would be a case where it's a Chumra. Because if he gave the owner the redemption money while he was cheap, it's to his benefit. On the other hand, Zavna b'mosan, if he was sold for $200, Yorbim, and the Gemara explains, Zavna b'mosan, he was sold for $200. Yorbim meya, he gives $100, which is palga de domi, half of his value. The ichsif, and then he goes down in value, the kamal meya, he's only worth now $100. See amrit nigalach tzoyim, if we'll say that he's partially redeemed, so he only owes half of his value. So all he would have to give is chamshin. All that's left in him is $100, and he has to give 15 go out. Because only left of him is 50%. Iamet, however, ain't the gelach tzoyim. Hanem meya, the first $100 that he gave to owner, pekadim nigabe. It's only pekadim by the owner, and yovle nilay v'nofik. He has to give him the entire amount. Says the Gemara, b'aymenei Rav Huna b'achinan amar Rav Sheshes. Hamoich habayis abati irchayma. If somebody sells a home in the Bate Irachayma, What is the halacha? Nigalach tzoyim or ein nigalach tzoyim? Can it be partially redeemed or not? Do we say gulasi gulasi mistayachuza gomer? We should learn it from stayachuza. Mestayachuza, we say the Torah clearly teaches us ein nagalos lach tzoyim cannot be partially redeemed. Af hai einami ein nigalach tzoyim can't be partially redeemed. Or Dilma, perhaps we should say, Heicha the Goli Goli, where the Torah clearly teaches us the din, that partial redemption is ineffective, that is indeed the din. Heicha the Loi Goli, Loi Goli, where the Torah doesn't teach it to us, it's not. Amalei, Midrash Hashem Shimon Nishma. We can learn this from Rav Shimon, Shaloiva, that he, unlike Abai Sachuza, could borrow money, and furthermore, the Goli of the Goli Lachzoim, a partial redemption is effective. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, "In goyel yigo melamed to pasuk teaches us shaloyva v'goyel v'goyel lachtzimin." Amr of Shimon, and Rav Shimon we know say to Rishonim that throughout Shas, Rav Shimon is the man, the Amr that always explains Tam of the Kra. So here too explains why is bias irchoyma different than steyachuzah. Matam lefishimetzin v'moichas steyachuzah we find regarding steyachuzah shiyafik koychay that there's a certain benefit to the owner that doesn't apply by Bais Achuza. Because our law is, if somebody sells a Stei Achuza, and Higia Yoivel, if Yoivel comes, V'loi Nigala, and he never redeemed it until Yoivel, Chazeres Lebaleh B'Yoivel. So the owner creates it back in the Yoivel year. Hura Koichai, that there is a weakness, Shein Eloivel V'goy Lech Tzoyim. However, Magdish, Shehura Koichai, his power is weaker, because our law is, if somebody was magdish a stei achuza and nobody touched it till yoivel, it remained by hegdish till yoivel, and he had never redeemed it until then, the halach is yoitzis l'kahana b'yoivel. There the halach is yofa koichoi shalav v'goyah v'goyah lachtzoyim. So hai moich v'bayis erchayma, similarly somebody who sells a home in the bati erchayma, hoyav hura koichoi, he has a weakness. Shemalai shloishana. If a year passes from when he sells this home, shemalai shana tamima v'loy negala, and he doesn't redeem it, nechlat, it remains in the purchaser's hands. Yafa koychay shagay v'gay lechtzayim. Esvei says the Gemara. How could you learn this way? V'ngay yigo melamed shlova v'gay lechtzayim shloy yachol. We can make the following argument. V'dinhu. We can say by logic, Oman Moich Stei Achuzai, She Yofa Koichai, She Megi Yoivel, that Aloch is, that if Yoivel comes, Loi Nigala, Chazeres Labala Be Yoivel, the Balam get it back, Hura Koichai, that Aloch is, the Torah clearly teaches us, Shein Loivel Goy Lachzoim, he can't partially redeem, Magdish, so the person who is Magdish, Shem Hura Koichai, that his power is weakened, his position is weakened, Shem Gi Yoivel Loi Nigala, if Yoivel comes and he doesn't redeem it, the halach is he doesn't get it back. It goes to the Kohanim. So Yoitzel can be Yoivel. Ain a din. Certainly we should argue, Shehura Koichai, that his position is also weakened. Shein Loivel Goyel Achtzoyim. Says the Gemara, you could argue the other way. Ma'al Meich Steyachuza. By somebody who sells a Deyachuza, Shekein Hura Koichal Ligamayad. The halach is that if somebody sells a Steyachuza, he can't redeem it for the first 2 years. Time of a magdish, whereas if somebody is magdish a field, the halacha is that you could be goylet miyad. Says the Gemara, Meicha Bayis Bati Erchaim Yechich. I'll use Meicha Bayis as a proof that the halacha is shiyofa koychay that he too ligam miyad, he can redeem it immediately. Then legoy of goylach tzoyim. Says the Gemara, Loikasha. Ha Rabbanan. Rabbanan don't give explanations, so all of these logic don't make a difference. Har of Shimon, says the Gemara. Now we could understand two brises. One brise says, Loiv of a goy lachtzoyim, you can partially redeem. The Tanya Idach, ain't Loiv of a goy lachtzoyim, you can't. How do we reconcile these two brises? The brise that says you can't follows the opinion of Rabbanan. The brise that says you can follows the opinion of Rav Shimon.